Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a heart full of gratitude, Father, thanking you for another day, Father, that you have allowed us to rise, to shine, and to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father God, as we come right now, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission and anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and all of your praise. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. Words cannot express our gratitude unto you. We thank you for this opportunity to serve in your kingdom. We thank you for this platform that you have stationed us. We thank you for the calling. We thank you, Father God, for the LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries and ministry partners and their families. Father God, we say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the families, Father God, that are being benefited, Father God, by our service in your kingdom. We thank you for them, Father God, the ones that are saved, that they will continue to grow and draw closer to you, the ones that do not know you, that they will obtain a will to know you, Father, and the ones who know you, that they might know you better and know you more. And so we say thank you. To you be praise, to you be glory, and to you be all of the honor. Now, Father God, we embrace this day. Thank you for it. Now we commit the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, 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 amen. And amen again. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your Kingdom Coach. Amen. And your host on this morning. It is a pleasure to serve in the Lord's Kingdom. Glory be to God. It is the most, amen, precious place to work. Amen. Hallelujah. And he compensates you for your service and his kingdom. Amen. He doesn't expect you to work for free. Hallelujah. Reapers earn wages. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Indeed, we welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on today. Amen. Please, amen, enjoy the services. Have a seat at the table. Amen. There's no time and distance in the spirit, so you're in the right place at the right time. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And it is so. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. All right, hallelujah. We've been, amen, sharing, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah, on the subject of extreme faith, extreme obedience, amen. And we're looking at the story, amen, of Amen. The blessed, amen, Mary and her husband Joseph, amen, as she gave birth to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. By divine conception. Glory conceived of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we read that story. Amen. You can find it in Matthew. You can find it in Luke. Amen. And now remember that Luke was a doctor. Amen. So when Luke wrote this story and wrote Mary's story, being a doctor, Luke knew what a virgin looked like. He knew how to examine a woman, amen, to determine if the woman was a virgin or not. Glory be to God. And nevertheless, amen, hallelujah, the word of God still is true. Amen, hallelujah. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord God knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, amen, depart from iniquity. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. In the book of St. Luke, chapter number 1, verse number 26, and it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. Verse number 38, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered, may your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left. The King James says, amen, be it unto me according to your word. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. That moment in time. Amen. When the angel appeared to Mary. Amen. Glory be to God. Mary consented. Hallelujah. She had some questions, but she said yes anyhow. Amen. In her mind, it seemed impossible because it was impossible. Amen. According to man's standard. Amen. But she said, yes, anyhow. Somebody say anyhow, anyhow, anyhow. Glory be to God. Then the angel had to deal with Joseph. Amen. The father. Amen. Because it was hard for both of Mary and Joseph. It was hard for everybody. This was a God event going down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream when he was less restless, when he can get through to him. He had to quiet him down first. Amen. And spoke to him in a dream. Amen. Glory be to God. And that dream, when Joseph woke up, knew that that was not a dream that had come from the devil, but that was a dream that had come from God. Amen. He was convinced. Amen, that this was a God thing. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, we also see that when God speaks, amen, God confirms his word. They got to give you a confirmation. My God, hallelujah. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Mary, amen, believed. Amen, hallelujah. She embraced the word of God. Hallelujah. Believing and embracing is so necessary. It is so necessary for our Christian walk. It is so necessary for our faith walk. Amen. Glory be to God. You have to do more than just believe. Amen. You have to believe and embrace. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When a person, amen, believes in their heart and confesses with their mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, when you truly believe, amen, you embrace the word, when you become a follower, amen, a disciple of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory. Mary did not receive the word from the angel, amen, on whatever day that was, and looked for a baby the next week. Glory. But no, she endured the process. She walked the process out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How did it happen? How did she give birth to Jesus? Well, she started where she was. She started where she was. So often, beloved, amen, when God, amen, is leading us and guiding us and trying to help us, amen, to do, amen, the things that he's called us to do, amen, glory be to God, and we look for the results, amen, and the manifestation of the results before we walk it out. You got to walk it out. Glory be to God. Joseph, amen, who was a great leader, glory be to God, even in spite of all what his brothers did to him, even in spite of, you know, his brothers, amen, throwing him in the pit, amen, ripping his coat, leaving him for dead, etc., amen, Potiphar's wife lied on him. Y'all know the story of Joseph. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But what happened? Amen. Even while he was in prison, amen, falsely accused, serving time in prison, glory be to God, he started right where he was. He started right where he was. He became a leader, incarcerated. While he was incarcerated, he became a leader. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. See, beloved, amen, hallelujah. We have to begin where we are. This is why so many people, amen, have not seen the manifestation of the things that God will have you to see, because you're waiting for something to happen. The Bible tells us now faith is the subject. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said now faith. He didn't say tomorrow's faith, next year's faith, Christmas faith, Easter faith, New Year's faith. He said now faith. See? So we begin where we are. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You have to start right where you are. And this is what Mary did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right where she was. And what? And she stayed on track. She stayed on track. She didn't go back and try to look the angel up and say, you know what? I reneged. I changed my mind. Can you take this baby out of me? Can we go to the abortion clinic? What can we do? I don't want to do it. I don't want the ridicule. I don't want it. I don't want to make this type of sacrifice. I'm not willing to look stupid. I'm not willing. No, Mary didn't do that. Not to say she didn't entertain it. We don't know what she entertained. Glory be to God. Huh? Think about yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you entertaining right now? What are you entertaining with the word of the Lord that has come to you? Amen. Glory be to God. But Mary stayed on track. Amen. And God helped her. God helped her. Why? Because God is a helper. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, God wants to help you. He wants to help you. Hallelujah. Beloved, God determines the direction. Huh? And we determine how far we go. Mary took it all the way home. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He who endureth to the end shall be saved. How far will you go? See, some people go halfway, and then they turn around. Amen. They get discouraged. They get weary in well-doing. Huh? Glory be to God. They start looking at everybody else, comparing themselves one to another. When the Bible clearly tells us it is unwise to compare yourself one to another. See, they start looking at the circumstances instead of keeping their eyes on God, huh? Looking at this and looking at that, looking every kind of way, looking to the left, looking to the right, looking everywhere instead of looking up. Come on now. The Bible says, amen, my help coming from the Lord. I will keep my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. Why? Because my help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, a lot of times, amen, we are being tested and we don't even realize that we're in a test. Hallelujah. But the good news is this. God will help you pass the test. Now, you know he's a good God because not too many teachers going to give you the test and give you the answer to the test, help you pass the test. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Death and life. Amen. Hallelujah. In your power. But then the Lord turns around and say, choose life. He gives you the answers. Hallelujah. So it's not difficult. His laws and his promises, his commands are not burdensome. The way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. But he says, amen, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Hallelujah. God will help you to do what God has called you to. How was Mary able, amen, to walk this through? Because God was walking with her. God was helping her. Glory be to God. How is God, amen, going to help you to do what he has called you to do? Because God is with you. God is going to help you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every step of the way. Hallelujah. In Psalms 32:8, I will instruct thee. I will lead thee. I will guide thee in the way that thou shalt go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All we have to do is get started walking in the right direction. I didn't say get started walking. See, because just because you're walking don't mean you're walking in the right direction. Just because you're moving fast mean you're going somewhere. Because you could be moving fast and still miss it. Glory be to God, huh? But glory be, because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. It seemed right, but it ain't right. God said, I got a right way. Look, the children of Israel walked around the wilderness for 40 years on a 10-day journey. Oh, glory be to God. We have to get started in the right direction. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. God will take care of all the details. Mary didn't ask the Holy Spirit for all the details. Well, who's going to be the doctor to deliver the baby? And what month is it going to, and what day? And is it going to be vaginal or C-section? And how much is it going to weigh when it comes? And then what should I feed it? Breast milk or Pablum? And should I use cloth diapers or Pampers? Of course, you know I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I mean, but the point is this, amen. She didn't go there with him. She didn't go there with him. Amen. She didn't ask no whole bunch of questions. See, because really when you ask, it's okay to ask some questions sometimes, beloved, but the truth of the matter is when you start asking a whole bunch of questions, you're not in faith, you're in fear. See, you're in fear. See, and your fears will always erase, amen, your faith, and your faith will always erase your fears. But you got to choose which way you're going to walk, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Come on, somebody. Fear has torment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, the angel, amen, dealt with Mary, dealt with Joseph. They went on, amen. She did visit, amen, her older cousin, Elizabeth, amen, glory be to God. Now, look, and Elizabeth was pregnant, see, at the same time. So God always confirms some stuff, amen. Now, she was barren. Now, here you got an old woman, amen, that couldn't handle babies. She was 6 months pregnant, and here you have a young woman that never knew a man. And look, the young and the old. God has worked miracles on the young and the old. Somebody say God is not partial. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God will do it, and God did it. So here it is. Amen. She walked this thing through. She walked this thing through full time. Somebody say full time. Full time. She didn't abort the baby. Turn around and tell your neighbor, don't abort your promise. Don't abort your promise. Don't give up too soon. Mary went full term. Huh? Not the day before. Full term. I know some women get a little weary when they're pregnant. They ready to drop that baby. And I hear some women, especially when they're young, done some crazy stuff. Jumping down steps and all that crazy stuff, trying to go in labor. Amen. But no, Mary didn't do no crazy stuff. Somebody say amen, full term. And when we get to Luke, amen, chapter number 2, the next chapter over, beloved, verse number 7, it says this, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But let's start in verse number 6, amen. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 6, and it reads like this. While they were there, well, let's look at verse 5 so we can get the context. Verse 5 says, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to him in marriage and was expecting a child. Talking about Joseph, okay, Mary's husband. Verse number 6, while they were there, the time came for her child to be born. Somebody said the time cometh. somebody said this too shall pass. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody say amen. It's a time for this and a time for that. It's a time to be born. It's a time to die. Let's look at it. Amen. In Ecclesiastes. Amen. Chapter number 3. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born. A time to die. A time to plant. A time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to laugh, a time to weep, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to mend. A time to be silent, a time to speak, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Somebody said, hallelujah, the time has come. Woo, it came time. Oh, my God, for Mary to give birth. Glory be to God, the labor pains had hit. Glory be to God, the water had broke. Glory be to God, it was time. The Bible tells us in the fullness of time, Jesus came forth, born of a woman. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The time is, you're not going to always be in the situation that you're in. Somebody said, hallelujah, the time cometh. Oh, glory be to God. You're not going to always be on the backside of the fence. Somebody say, the time cometh. You're not going to always be at the bottom of the food chain. Somebody say, the time cometh. You're not going to always be living up in the ghetto. Somebody say, the time cometh. Oh, glory be to God. You're not going to always be racked up in pain, running to the doctors every 2 weeks. Somebody say, the time cometh. Oh, glory be to God. It came time for Mary, hallelujah, to give birth. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah, while she was there, hallelujah, the time came. Oh, glory, whatever day that was. We don't know if it was in December, September, November, October. It don't make no difference. But the day came, hallelujah, and it was time, hallelujah, for Mary to give birth to this miracle. Turn around and tell your neighbor today, it's time to give birth to my miracle. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the next verse says, hallelujah. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. Mary gave birth. Mary gave birth. Now, beloved, when the time came, we know there was probably a process of some minutes and hours in between. But from the time that Mary got the first labor pain until the time that Jesus actually entered
into, hallelujah, this earth realm. Glory be to God. But it was still her time. And what did Mary do? As Mary was giving birth to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, hallelujah, while she was there in the manger, glory be to God. I can hear Mary right now crying out, hallelujah, and I can see her husband Joseph, her supportive husband Joseph, saying, Mary, come on and push. Come on and push. Yeah, we know it hurt a little bit, but come on and push. I know these labor pains is a little bit intense, but come on and push. Come on and push. Glory be to God. And Mary pushed until baby Jesus came out, hallelujah, tied to the umbilical cord. Baby, sometimes you got to push your breakthrough. You got to push and labor in pain. Glory be to God, because you're travailing. Glory be to God. It ain't nothing wrong with you. You in labor and you don't know it. You uncomfortable because you're in labor and you're giving birth to something. Don't abort the baby while the baby's full grown. Come on and push. You may have to cry for a season. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hold on to the bed rails. Hold on to somebody's hand. Hold on to Jesus' hand. Baby, hold on and push and keep on pushing. Glory be to God. I can see Joseph right now. Said, Mary, I see a head. Glory be to God. Come on, baby. Hold my hand and push some more. Glory be to God. And Mary pushed until Jesus came out. I come to encourage somebody today. You better push your miracle through. Keep on pushing. It's no time to turn around. It's no time to quit. It's no time to renege. Come on and push. Hallelujah. Your miracle through. Because God is waiting on you. Baby, push. Hallelujah. Mary brought forth the impossible. Mary brought forth what man said was impossible. I come to tell you that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. If he did it for Mary, he'd do it for you. God wants to bring forth the impossible. That dream that's in your heart, that thing that's burning in your heart, that is your destiny. You was born for this. Glory be to God. But you got to cooperate with him. You got to say yes. You have to embrace him. You have to follow him, because while you're following him, he's building up your character to help you qualify for what he's about to give you. Take the baby full term, and when you go in labor, when the set time comes, just push. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And keep on pushing. Some women give birth early. They give birth, hallelujah. And some got to be in labor for 24 and 36 hours. I don't care how long it takes. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. Hallelujah. Mary brought forth what man said it was impossible. What about you? What about you? What about you? Stop letting people kill your dreams. Glory be to God. Get away from those people, those dream killers. Always telling you a reason why you can't do this and that and that and the other, when God already said it was okay. Oh, glory be to God. When God already declared he had a plan to bring you to an expected end. Glory, when it's already laid out for you, now you just got to walk in it. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Mary brought forth, hallelujah, the impossible. Hallelujah, beloved, what's impossible with man, it's possible with God. Got to do it. Got to do it. And Mary brought forth that baby in faithfulness. She brought forth that baby in integrity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, she brought forth that baby in purity. Hallelujah. All these character issues were sanctified. Come on, somebody. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. If you obey me, come on, somebody. Extreme obedience. Extreme obedience. Thank God for our Mother Mary, Sister Mary, Father Joseph, Brother Joseph. And thank God, hallelujah, for King Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God for King Jesus. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. For he must reign until he has put all of his enemies under his feet. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Amen, amen, and amen. God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Thank you, Father, for Mary. Thank you for Joseph. Thank you for us, helping us to bring forth the baby that you have placed on the inside of us, that dream, hallelujah, that calling, hallelujah, that you have ordained us to fulfill. Give us the faith to hold on to it and give birth to the baby. Because after Mary gave birth to that firstborn baby, Mary had at least six more. Jesus had four brothers and at least two sisters. So Mary didn't stop. Help us not to stop either. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. In form of announcements, in form of announcements today, beloved. Hallelujah. First of all, if you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, today is your day. Today is your day, hallelujah, your conception into his kingdom, amen. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved, and that is your rebirth, amen, into the Lord's kingdom. It's not the end, but it's the beginning of your walk with him. Just tell the Lord you're sorry, amen, confess your sins, and invite Jesus to come in and be your Lord and Savior. Don't make no difference how you say it, just say it. Amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, beloved, this ministry here is launching the Wealth Kingdom University. Amen. It is our Bible, online Bible college. Amen. Wealth Kingdom University. Amen. We're starting off, amen, online. It's going to be hybrid. Amen. And we will be moving it into a building. Amen. You can register online right now. The first 25 people who register is free. You can receive your Bible certificates. Amen. Your diplomas. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your degrees. Amen. Hallelujah. Wealth Kingdom University, to which, amen, I am the chancellor, and we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Today is offering day here in our ministry. We have completed phase one of our Bible college, okay? The project is $125,000 total, amen? Phase one is complete. We have moved into phase two, which is $63,000 for us to complete our online Bible college. Amen. People around the world will be able, amen, to receive kingdom, the teachings of kingdom theology. Amen. Kingdom theology. Amen. We teach it just like Jesus said it. Amen. 63,000 And then phase three is $125,000. Amen. There's a need. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we ask, glory be to God, that you would pray. Amen. And ask the Lord. Amen. For what you should give. Amen. Glory be to God. If we had 163 people give $1,000 apiece, the need would be met. Amen. Maybe you can give $1,000. Maybe you can give $500. Maybe you can give $50. Maybe you can write the whole check for $165,000. Maybe you can give $165 million. Amen. Glory be to God. Whatever the Lord lay on your heart to do. Amen. And we thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So as you go on the website, you'll get a little bit as we had just completed phase one. And if you follow us, you'll see where phase two is taking us. And it's a beautiful vision. Amen. And it has come to pass. Amen. Several ways you can sow. Amen. Glory be to God. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hit the connect button, lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, located in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Are you expecting your miracle today? Are you expecting your miracle? Glory be to God. You don't know when it's going to come through. Amen. Mary didn't know that that was the day to give birth, but it came to pass. Hallelujah. It came to pass. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. And when you go in labor, just push. Hallelujah. Just push. Don't give up. Just push. Father God, we thank you for all the souls that have been saved this morning, encouraged this morning. Thank you for the word of God as it has come forth this morning, and your word will never return unto you void. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Lord, we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. We nullify it. We cancel it. We decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not come to pass. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus and decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a good day. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Push, baby, push. And don't stop pushing. Amen. Hallelujah. Until you get your miracle. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia.
I can hear you saying within yourself, If I can just touch Jesus, I don't need a touch from nobody else. It's your time for your miracle. So don't you be discouraged. Don't you be dismayed. For you've not been denied. No, no, no. It's only been delayed. It seems it may not be your turn in life, but don't you get discouraged. Just stay in the line, for it's your time for your miracle.
One more time.
down what you need right now. Pull down what you need by faith. Pull down what you need.